Last week, in our Bible reflection, we looked at issues of inner piety and growth in the Holy Spirit as we studied through 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. We pick up this week in verse 9, and let's read verses 9 through 12. Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet, we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. I seldom hear pastors preach this particular verse, a verse that talks about making it our ambition. What should we do to be ambitious for God? In fact, it is the only place in the New Testament that it talks about being ambitious for God. There are other places that talk about selfish ambition, but in this time, we're looking specifically at the positive impact of ambition. What should we make our ambition for God to be? Verse 9 begins, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you. In terms of outer piety, in regards to loving and caring for one another, the church at Thessalonica was doing a good job, already loving each other as they had been taught by God. And in fact, Paul points out that their reputation was such throughout Macedonia. He does urge them to continue to try to grow in that regard, to do so more and more, he says. But then he says something that we seldom hear people discuss. And make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business. Work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. This verse seems to oppose the modern trend of Christian activism, speaking out, getting involved, pointing out other people's flaws and faults, establishing a strong line between what they think, what we think, our morality versus their morality. Certainly in the issue of inner piety that we looked at last week, we understand we have a moral code and should live by it. But with regards to others, it tells us to love them and then tells us to grow in that and then tells us to make it our ambition to lead a quiet life, not a life of activism, but a life of behaviorism, a life that demonstrates God through the type of life we lead. Lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands. In other words, we should mind our own business, focus on our own issues, get the mote out of our own eye before we try to pry the splinter out of the rest of the world's eyes. We need to work on our own piety, our own inner sense of well-being, and mind our own business, working at a simple, straightforward profession. Here, it was working with your hands, but in a modern interpretation, it would be any type of good, honest work. Lead a quiet life, mind your own business, work with your hands. Why? Well, so that you can win the respect of outsiders. It is what ministers to the unchurched, not pouring out to them over their immorality versus our morality, but rather winning their respect by living wholesome lives that would prompt them to ask us for the hope that is in us, lives that support ourselves and Keep us from being dependent on others, but rather self-sufficient, between the love of our brothers and sisters and our own hard work. We're respectable people. By respectable, I don't mean living some social code, but worthy of respect from others, so that they're drawn to us. Our behavior is what distinguishes us, not our loud voices, not our protests, not our political opinions, but rather our lives, well lived and to the point of godliness. This next week, let's make it an effort to consider ourselves before God, to self-assess, and to bring our lives into accord with God's command to be ambitious, to lead a quiet life. Thank you. Have a great Sunday.